Hello, Talking Tech listeners. I'm back from my week in Japan and back on the podcasting beat. Big thank you to Go Wang, Mike Snyder, and Rich DeMuro for filling in for me while I was gone. And speaking of that trip to Japan, I'd like to tell everyone about some of the more unusual as well as useful tech innovations that I saw during my travels. Let's start with something that every one of you would want, a battery charger for a smartphone that doesn't have to be charged before you can use it. Now, we've all been there. We've run out of juice while we're out and about on our travels. We could spend $20 to $50 for an external battery brick that connects to the smartphone if we were smart enough to charge it up and take it before we left. Or, in the case of Japan, just slip into a 7-Eleven store and pick up one of these $20 chargers that goes way further. They're already stocked with four AA batteries. Now, you could get more power from one of the bricks, but you have to recharge it again before you use it. In Japan, there's a 7-Eleven on seemingly every block in the cities, so access to external power is now available to everyone and so readily available for iOS or Android. So that falls into the useful category. In the strange, weird, and maybe who knows category, two products that caught my eye from Panasonic. There's the battery-powered leg air massager for the woman at work to wear stylishly as a dress accessory, and a cone of silence type contraption that knocks out other sounds and sights while at work. More on that in a minute. Let's start with the leg massager. It's a pink contraption that attaches to both legs, and via a remote, you can now massage 12 parts of your feet and legs. It sells for around $400. For big spenders, you could pick up a butt massager for $800. Now, these products are currently only sold in Japan and Malaysia, but if interested, listeners could pick up a used version on eBay. More interesting is this crazy quiet cone that attaches to your head. It's called Wear Space. It's a prototype for a product that might eventually come out. The idea is to block out noise and more from your coworkers. It's a U-shaped fabric that wraps around your face over some headphones. The phones block out the noise, and the fabric blocks out what your coworkers are doing. No pricing has been announced, but I can tell you this. I like wearing headphones, but not all day. I'm good for maybe a half hour, an hour tops. I can't imagine wearing this U-shaped fabric for very long. 8 hours a day? I don't think so. Now, meanwhile, you've probably heard me say that Japanese electronic shops are some amazing places, a geek's paradise, and they're way larger than the ones we have back home, with floor after floor of everything from cameras, phones, and TVs to toilets, lighting, and toys. Beyond what's new, what's really cool is how these stores are so large, they don't get rid of old products. You want a fax machine? I can find you a whole lot of them, many models, at the Yodobashi Akiba shop. That's the world's biggest electronics store. Remember mini DV camcorders? Well, I haven't used one since 2010, but the store has several blank mini DV cassettes available for sale. And after navigating 8 floors of tech goods at Yodobashi, going up all those escalators, you know, that leg massager sounds kind of cool after all. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You can check out my video report about visiting Yodobashi and doing the Tokyo Shibuya Scramble on my YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/Jefferson Graham. Look for me on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. Please subscribe to Talking Tech on Apple and Google Podcasts. Please favorite the show on Stitcher, which helps more people find the show. And thanks, everyone, for listening.